electrostatic transduction, nonlinear MEM sensors, caffeine dosing strategies, and a glowing Death Star have in common? This here podcast. Hey there, welcome to another electronic engineering packed episode of Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry, brought to you by eejournal.com and hosted by me, Amelia Dalton. David Letterman, comic and late night host extraordinaire, once said, "If it weren't for the coffee, I'd have no identifiable personality whatsoever." And that's pretty much true for me, too. So when I read this next story, I just had to share. Did you hear that the United States Army has developed an algorithm that apparently can optimize an ideal caffeine dosage strategy? I know what you're thinking. I don't need an algorithm for that. I have 2 cups in the morning and then 2 cups after break and then two. Anyway, well, this one in particular is focused on maximizing alertness during times of sleep deprivation. Jacques Reifman, director of the DoD Biotechnology High Performance Computing Software Applications Institute at the U.S. Army Medical Research Center, contends that their new algorithm can actually improve the alertness of the caffeine connoisseur by almost 64% while drinking the same amount of coffee. Okay, so this is how it works. This software, created by Mr. Reifman's team, uses input from a couple different sources, including how much sleep the person has had, what their caffeine intake looks like, and the data from various psychomotor vigilance tests, or PVTs, which are basically simple response time tests. So, the information from these response tests have been conducted at different times over a couple different days, and then is logged against the person's caffeine intake and sleep schedule. That data is then used by the algorithm to determine the ideal dosage strategy for each individual. As you can probably imagine, the United States Army is developing this algorithm to use within the armed forces, but they are also currently licensing this software. The end goal, other than having better caffeinated soldiers, I guess, is for this software to lend itself to a smartphone app that could ultimately create a personalized caffeine schedule by analyzing the person's habits for what they call peak cognitive timing. Now, an open source version of this system called 2B Alert is available today, but it's not based on the most recent research. It doesn't include any of those personal dosage strategies or that PVT data. If you want to check out this algorithm for yourself, of course, I've included a link below the player on this week's Fish Frying page on eejournal.com. All right, how about that electrostatic transduction? My guest today is Christine Dufour from Coventor. Christine and I are talking about the Global MEMS Design Contest. 2 years in the making, the winners of this contest are pretty amazing. So let's dig into MEMS land, shall we? Hi, Christine. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Amelia, for having me.
Okay, so first off, give my audience a quick recap on what Coventor is all about.
Coventor is the market leader in providing solutions for 3D modeling and simulation for the semiconductor and MEMS industries. Coventor was acquired by Lam Research in 2017, but we continue to operate as an independent entity. We have a worldwide customer base of MEMS IDM, integrated device manufacturers, MEMS fabless design houses, independent foundry, and R&D organizations. Our Coventor MP platform for MEMS design automation offers both conventional finite element models and compact finite element models for MEMS simulation. We offer strong expertise in MEMS modeling and MEMS design enablement, and this is what the design contest was all about.
All right, so let's talk about that design contest. Now, you guys just wrapped up a really cool MEMS design contest over 2 years in the making. So first off, what was the motivation behind the creation of this contest?
Well, Amelia, we strongly believe that we need to offer a complete design environment to our customers so they can achieve faster time to market and first-time right silicon. So, for a few years, we've been collaborating very actively with X-Fab and Cadence to develop an innovative MEMS and mixed-signal IC design flow using what we call MEMS PDKs. PDKs, or process design kits, are commonly used in CMOS design, but not so much in MEMS design. The first MEMS PDK was created for the X-Fab XMB10 inertial sensor technology. This PDK defines the design rules that must be followed to successfully fabricate an inertial sensor at X-Fab using their XMB10 process technology. So the idea behind the contest was to motivate design teams from small companies, research centers, and universities to explore all the possibilities offered by this new MEMS design environment. We wanted them to create parameterized devices and models to explore their design performance and run simulations that included both MEMS and their mixed-signal blocks. And of course, in the end, we wanted to give them the possibility to manufacture their design at X-Fab and verify the predicted simulation results against actual silicon measurements. We were also interested in hearing about new design ideas for MEMS that could use the XMB10 technology, and we wanted to see if this new design flow would make it easier to realize these ideas.
Okay, so this was a global contest, and you guys received submissions from teams from 4 continents and 10 different countries. So let's talk about the winners. What was the winning entry, and what did they win?
We received a wide range of MEMS design ideas, and we were very impressed with the quality and the creativity of the designs submitted. And it was really difficult to choose our finalists and the winner. The grand prize was awarded to a team from ECA Paris and Sorbonne University for designing an innovative MEMS-based energy harvesting product. Energy harvesting products can be used in portable electronics and in implantable medical devices that need to operate without an external power source. We especially like their project because they took full advantage of the modeling and simulation strengths of the combined tools. 2 teams got involved, a MEMS design team who created the MEMS harvester model in Coventor MP, and a mixed signal IC design team who designed the conditioning circuit in Cadence tools. They worked together to perform the simulation of the MEMS model with the IC circuit and optimize the whole system. The winning team received a $5,000 cash prize, along with a complimentary 1-year license of Coventor MP MEMS design software. And best of all, their device will be manufactured at X-Fab.
That is fantastic. Okay, so Christine, what about the 2nd and 3rd place winners? What were their entries?
The 2nd prize was awarded to a team from King Abdullah University of Science and Technology, KAUST, in Saudi Arabia. They received a cash award of $2,000. The team from KAUST created the MEMS resonator, which can be used for oscillator, tunable filter, and in their case, a very novel application as logic gate for reprogrammable logic devices. They really exercised the full extent of the design flow. Simulation and optimization in Coventor MP and in Cadence software. They deliver a ready-to-tape-out device and perform physical verification using what we call DRC, design rule checks, to verify the layout versus the manufacturing rules. They also perform LVS to verify the proper connectivity of the MEMS device to the external pads. And they also looked at extraction and resimulation of parasitic effects due to connectivity. So this team used all of the features supported by the XMB10 MEMS PDK. The University of Liège won 3rd place and a cash price of $1,000 for a very innovative idea. They created a generic algorithm to optimize compliant mechanisms for the design of nonlinear MEMS sensors. They showcased this optimization algorithm using a capacitive MEMS accelerometer. They have used all the benefits of having a highly parameterized PDK environment, powerful scripting environment as well, along with very fast simulation models, to develop an algorithm which can run a large number of simulations to optimize their design and predict its performance. In effect, they built a self-learning system to optimize the design of MEMS-based electronics. As you can see, Amelia, three very different and interesting projects that demonstrated the capabilities of the Coventor, Cadence, and X-Fab XMB10 technology. One additional very important point for us is that all three of these submissions have strong educational value. So we can really say that overall, the design contest was very valuable to both the sponsors and the participants.
So Christine, what do the follow-up plans look like for this contest?
The next important milestone will be the manufacturing and measurements of the devices. We already anticipate joint publication of the results in our dedicated journals and conferences. The challenge for EDA vendors and foundry is to develop a design flow which will account for the fact that each MEMS design is very unique and customized. So EDA vendors, MEMS manufacturers, and MEMS designers must continue to collaborate to further develop and deploy such a flexible design environment, which will be the repository for the technology information and design know-how. So yes, the collaboration will continue.
Very cool. I'm glad to hear that. Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me, Christine.
Thank you very much, Amelia. It was a pleasure.
On the heels of a pretty good Star Wars movie. I mean, come on. We all know it wasn't the best one, but it was pretty good. And it has Daenerys in it. I mean, Emilia Clarke. So, right? And just in time for the summer season, I want to introduce you to the Death Star Fire Pit. This is the fire pit you were looking for. West Coast Fire Pits contends that their Death Star Fire Pit is the world's most accurate Death Star replica fire pit. Because you certainly don't want an inaccurate Death Star replica fire pit, right? So these fire pits, which look amazing when all lit up, are actually hand-drawn and modeled, and each pit is also precision cut and built by hand. So each fire pit is made out of quarter-inch carbon steel, has a lifetime guarantee, which means it won't rust in your lifetime, and has absolutely no sharp edges. You can get a ceramic coating for an upcharge, and there are also wood burning and gas inserts available. All right. So for this truly awesome Star Wars useful collectible, you better have a lot of backyard parties, because this bad boy is going to set you back about $2,500, and that ceramic coating is going to cost you another $500 or so. But for the sheer admiration of your geek friends when they see this thing all lit up, it might be worth it. Okay, it's probably totally worth it. If this sounds like a perfect addition to your summer party lineup, I've included a link below the player on this week's Fish Frying page on eejournal.com that will take you directly to a page where you can buy a West Coast fire pit in the shape of the Death Star. Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And hey, if LinkedIn is more your thing, well, sure, you can follow us on LinkedIn as well. And we have a YouTube channel, keyword EE Journal. Folks, it is chock full of all kinds of techie videos, including our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series. And you can subscribe to our EE Journal YouTube channel as well. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page, you can check out the Fish Fry Archive or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. And remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, just head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Fryin' page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or even the best geeky hotspot in your city, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of June 8th, 2018, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.